Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'm the angelic ambassador of joy, cosmic consultant, warrior goddess of light, amongst other things. Been on this earth 57 and three quarter years in earth time, and who knows how many other lifetimes or whatever, incarnations and all that kind of fun stuff. So let me do the tuning in chant, and then we'll get going. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient divine infinite wisdom within me and all around me. I know all the angels are here with us and they're here to help us. They love helping. They just want you to ask. They love helping. My angels are often using jackhammers to blast through stuff. They like to wave them around and show me that they're ready and ready, willing, and able to jump on any job. No job too big, no job too small. They love having us ask them for help. That's just the way they are. They're reminding me to promote myself a little bit. You can find me at elizabethsadhu.com. Gives a little more information how to get a hold of me if you want to do an angel session or whatever. You know, the angels are always there. I don't even know what, I mean, you call it life coaching, but really, what does it all mean exactly? Yeah, I just never know what's going to come out when I'm working with people. And it's been very profound. Lots of lovely healing going on. So I work by donation only, and I delight in doing so. You can also connect with me on Facebook if you want, and that's Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu. Anyway, I hope you're all having a lovely day. We finally here in the Pacific Northwest are getting a little bit of rain, which is nice. We haven't had, it's been a fabulous year in terms of if you're looking for sun and amazing flowers and all that kind of stuff. Which has been lovely. I have not minded that at all, but one of the reasons why Oregon is so beautiful is when we get that rain. And so, anyway, it's nice to have a little bit and keep us moist. We like to be a little moist here in Oregon. So, anyway, always, as usual, there's many, many things that go through my brain about what I'm supposed to talk about, and basically, it's what we call soul flow, which means just whatever is supposed to come, comes. It's been an interesting few weeks of feeling like overly busy on the one hand, and then on the other hand, kind of like there's this little bit of quiet or something. Maybe it's this enforced. And I say that in a way of allowing kind of the beingness, allowing myself to be and just be present and enjoying that time. I did a pet sitting last weekend, which was very lovely. The dog and the cat were super sweet. There's one cat that hides and doesn't come out. And it always feels very peaceful to me. And I just had some really lovely moments throughout the 3 days or 2.5 days of just really being present and enjoying that time and just resting a lot, which was a good for me. My soul type, my major soul type is a can-do, and so it is so easy for me to do. It is so easy for me to bustle around and keep busy. Which reminds me, one of the things, I'm reading this book right now, that which apparently is quite popular, about tidying up. And, it's so interesting. It's like I have this war inside myself of wanting to have hardly any possessions and live a very minimal kind of Zen existence of very open and spacious and pristine and, I don't know, cleared out, whatever. And I'm so really not that way. I mean, I create a kind of a Zen, maybe this is why I'm talking this out loud. I create a Zen feeling, my husband and I both do, within our home, and it feels very good. But we have tons of books, and it's easy for me. We live in a small space, but it's easy for me to just get too much stuff kind of packed in, you know, thinking I might need it. I was pondering this the other day as I'm reading this book, and her premise, which I really like, is, although she says she thinks you should get all your stuff out at one time, look at each thing, you know, touch each item, and say, does it bring me joy? Which I love that. I just think that's a perfect way to do it. But that whole idea of doing that feels very overwhelming to me. And she, you know, basically she's, you know, there's kind of the premise of tidy, you know, or clear out something every day. But then she says you just spend your whole life tidying up. So anyway, I'm reading the book. I'm kind of making myself, because it's easier for me to jump in and do. I'm really just making myself just go slow with this and see where I want to go. I mean, I look around and I see I have so many books. And, you know, I'm guessing there must have been some, oh, the angels are saying yes, from other lives of deprivation, you know. And so, okay, this is really awesome that I felt called to talk about this today, because it makes me realize that I have a hugely abundant life. There's this part of me that feels like I have to hold on to stuff because what if I might need it later? There's a lot of that, a lot of later happening. Or I've held on to clothes that I've loved that I wore when I was thinner. So then it's like, oh, well, I'm going to get thinner again, so I need to keep those clothes, you know? Or I've basically gotten rid of things that are too big for me. So that's something. I don't anticipate getting bigger. Oh my gosh. There's books, you know, I think to myself, well, I could read those. I could check them out from the library, which I do. I go to the library a lot. I have many books that I will read over again. I have some books that are very comforting to me that I read over and over. So then it's like, okay, how about I get rid of all the other ones? I still have quite a few cookbooks. And, you know, nowadays, frankly, there's only a couple of them that I really look at. And otherwise, if I want to figure out how to make something, I go online like everybody else, right? So what am I holding on to all this stuff? Why am I doing that? Somehow it's a feeling of it makes me feel rich. There are some elements, like I look over across where I'm sitting from where I'm sitting right now, and I have some really fun little things, like I have my Olivia stuffed animal. I have a dolphin stuffed animal. I have a flying pig. I've got Grover and Bert and Ernie. And those make me feel happy. It's not like I need to get rid of stuff like that, you know. Next to me, I have crystals and I have a Kuan Yin and, you know, that kind of thing that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine to have all of it. But there's this part of me that just really, really feels like I want to clear it out. It was interesting. My husband recently went and helped his brother do some clearing, and he had basically 35 years of stuff in his apartment packed so high that as they unearthed things, they found furniture. So my husband said that things were so high, he's having to walk and bend his head down because there was so much stuff packed on the floor that he could not stand up straight. And so, of course, my husband's reaction to that, which completely makes sense to me, is let's clear stuff out. And so I did do a little clearing while he was still helping his brother. You know, it's an interesting piece, you know, trying to understand that. What does it all mean? Why do I need all this stuff? And my husband and I laugh and say it's probably good we don't live in bigger space, because it's easy for both of us to fill it up. He's a little more disciplined and better able to let go of things. In fact, he just took a bunch of books to be sold over at Powell's bookstore. Anyway, okay, I'm getting that I need to do the chant of miracles for myself, and that certainly will help others if they listen, but that I need to, it's like I'll feel like it's a miracle if I can either A, just allow it to be all okay, B, let go of a bunch of stuff. Really, it's probably C, all of the above. So anyway, let me do the chant for miracles. Dun dun ram das guru dinasidya tenesavariya puri hoe karamat opposite jinahare dhariya sikiyate sangati par brahma karanamasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana para variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utariya Laba loba kama krodha maho marakade tu de sapara varia Dana sotera tana hez tachatera pesa karia Nanaka tu lehena tu he guru amara tu vicharia Guru ditata mana sadaria Guru ditata mana sadaria So letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. You know, let go and let God. Just letting go of expectations. Letting go of the shoulds. Don't should on me. Or I came up with vanquishing the tyranny of should. We have so many shoulds in our life. You know, it's not like I have to get rid of stuff. Or I can get rid of stuff. It doesn't even really matter in the greater scheme of things. I really have decided that I think my total bottom line thing is that I need to just accept who I am exactly as I am in each moment, unconditionally and beautifully, and just with radical acceptance and love of who I am. I feel like that's such a key, and it's kind of like everything will radiate out from there. Deep breath. Okay, the angels are shaking their pom-poms. You go, girl, they are saying. Yeah, that is like a really, really key thing. And, you know, I don't think it's just for me. I really think it's for all, just accepting and loving ourselves unconditionally, beautifully, perfectly, profoundly, madly, passionately in love with ourselves. It's so, so, so important. It heals all. And, you know, they say love thy neighbor as thyself, but if you don't totally freaking love yourself, then how the hell are you going to love your neighbor? You don't. And so, anyway, I think that's such a key base from, you know, where there's problems within ourselves, where there's problems with other people. You know, I mean, really. So anyway, all right, that's my rant. That's my rant for the day. We have about a minute or so left. And I'm so delighted to share with you. There's part of me that was thinking, I'm not sure if I'm still supposed to do this. So I'll set up the next show and let you all know if this is what I'm supposed to continue doing. I really, I had a fabulous time last Friday with a dear friend of mine on her radio show. She has a longer show where she has people call in, and we did a bunch of healing. And it was really freaking fun and awesome. So, but that's, you know, I don't know if that's where I'm supposed to go. So anyway, I'm going to be sitting with that and seeing what I'm supposed to do. I'll let you know if I get rid of a whole bunch of stuff. If you even care. Life is good, though. Oh, my God. I have the most amazing, wonderful best friend husband, and my children are fabulous. I am a blessed, blessed, blessed woman. I feel so very, very blessed. So anyway, we're out of time. Much love to you. Many, many blessings.